Where and how did you learn to preach?
I don't know. Watching my dad when I was 6, 8, 10, 12, watching how not to do it in lots of places, being unable to speak from grade 5 to my sophomore year in college, unable to speak in front of a group. I think I was learning to preach during that time because I was so hurt, so wounded, so discouraged, so desperate that I had to go way down into God and way into Scripture and way into pain, and God was making a preacher or shutting my mouth. You don't become an effective preacher by becoming loquacious and effective communicator at age 16. You become a communicator, clever communicator, but you don't become a preacher of the holy things of God. So that was a piece. I don't know, the courses that I took on preaching were marginally, I got the lowest grade in seminary in my preaching class. I got a C minus, I think, in James Dane's preaching class at Fuller Seminary. We never agreed on anything. And except the principle that every text should have, every sermon should have one point. He said that over and over again. So I made a terrible grade there. But there were other teachers that... So I think the way I became a preacher was by being passionately thrilled by what I was seeing in the Bible in seminary. Passionately thrilled. I just... When Philippians began to open to me, Galatians opened to me, Romans opened to me, the Sermon on the Mount opened to me in classes on exegesis, not homiletics, but exegesis. Everything in me was feeling, I want to say this to somebody. I want to find a way to say this because this is awesome. This is incredible. So preachers today that go everywhere but the Bible to find something interesting or something scintillating and passionate to say, I don't get it. I don't get that at all. Because I have to work hard to leave the Bible and go somewhere to find an illustration because everything here is just blowing me away. And it's that sense of being blown away by what's here, by the God that's here and the Christ that's here and the gospel that's here and the Spirit that's here and the life that's here, being blown away by this, just kind of say, that's got to get out. That's got to get out. And then I suppose how it gets out, what is that? How it gets out? I don't know what that is. That's just the way I'm wired, that I would say it a certain way, and then it's owing to me being a lit major, That affects your language a little bit. And goodness, 1,000 things go into your life, and nobody can copy anybody else, and I don't know. God makes us who we are, and I don't think there's much you can do to become a preacher except know your Bible and be unbelievably excited about what's there. And love people a lot. I just want to make the connection with people and what's there.